This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. The U.S. impeachment probe continues to move forward as more details emerge in the complicated matter of whether U.S. President Donald Trump withheld aid to Ukraine in hopes of exacting a political favor from the country's new president. A U.S. ambassador reportedly will testify that President Trump told him there was no transactional arrangement with Ukraine. AP correspondent Mike Hempen has more.
European Union Ambassador Gordon Sondland is expected to tell Congress that a text message he sent to another envoy saying there was no quid pro quo in the Ukraine interactions was based on what President Trump told him. A person familiar with Sondland's testimony this Thursday before House committees says he'll also say his text was not based on any direct knowledge and that he didn't know the company being discussed for an investigation was tied to Joe Biden's son. Mike Hemp in Washington.
Sunday on ABC's This Week, Democratic Congressman Jim Himes countered Republican claims that Democrats are working on the impeachment, who are working on the impeachment probe, are not being fair.
This idea that the process is somehow not is not fair is just a fiction designed to avoid the question of whether the conduct of the president is good or not.
On the same show, Republican Congressman Lee Zeldin said that no one should be immune from scrutiny in the process of finding out what happened between U.S. and Ukrainian officials.
I absolutely believe that our countries should be working together to get to the bottom of what happened, whether it's Burisma, it's Joe Biden, it's Zelensky, it's Hunter Biden, that there shouldn't be a immunity from scrutiny just because Joe Biden is running for president.
And you can find out more on this and other stories. Keep up with us at voanews.com online. We also have a mobile app. From the VOA News Center in Washington, this